let her go.
Shoot them. Shoot them both.
For the longest time, the biggest question in my life wasn't, is there a God? What is the meaning of life? What am I going to be when I grow up? It would be, are we ever going to finish this film?
My name is Chris Frumpolis. The project originated when I was 9 years old. Just wanted to kind of create that environment myself and be Indiana Jones as a kid. It was just more of like a pursuit of a fantasy kind of thing. I knew Eric had made a small movie in school. We actually set up a meeting with each other and sat in his basement and listened to creepy sound effects albums and kind of like agreed right there that we were gonna quote unquote remake Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's how it all started.
I hate snake shock! I hate them! Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
I had pictures of it being this really simple project. I think if I had known that it would have taken us 7 years, I think all of us probably would have been really intimidated.
Chris gave me a call during the summer and says, Jason, you like special effects, right? And the first thing I did is made the corpse that came out in the cave scene. I think I literally went through Eric's entire basement looking for clay and Brillo pads, and then we had a plastic skull.
The giant boulder that rolls after Indy at the end of the cave sequence. We started by making the first boulder out of cardboard and spent about 3 days with a lot of cardboard and about 8 rolls of duct tape, only to realize that the boulder we constructed was too large to remove from Chris's bedroom. There's a cutaway in the college scene shot 3 years later than the rest of it when Indy's voice drops several notes much deeper and then back to really high, pre-puberty.
Are there any questions then?
Now that's it for the day then. Don't forget Michaelson chapters 4 and 5 for next time. I'll be in my office on Thursday, but not Wednesday.
I'm surprised how many times we went to the hospital and how many times the cops got involved.
Lightning. Fire.
Fire. Lightning. Power of God or something.
So I had to figure out how to make a bomb. Fertilizer and gasoline and some other stuff. And one of the other things was a lead pipe. And I didn't realize at the time that when you make, you know, a firecracker or in this case a bomb, you need to put packing material so there's oxygen in it. I didn't do that, and we're ready to let it go, and it doesn't work. And to be perfectly honest, I was thankful.
There was actually one point in which we were nearly shut down. The bar fight scene in which one of our moms spotted a shot of myself with my back on fire. For some reason, our mothers had a problem with this.
Don't know why.
I can only say I'm sorry so many times.
Say it again anyway!
Sorry.
I kind of started seeing Indiana Jones as kind of a jerk. I mean, he leaves his girlfriend off in the desert to pick up an ark that really didn't need to be found anyways because it destroyed everybody and got put back in a box somewhere.
Of course, little do we know that 15 years later, we'd get an email from a filmmaker by the name of Eli Roth who'd passed it on to Steven Spielberg, who watched it, loved it, and wanted our addresses in order to mail us a letter. You know, this was the type of pipe dream that we, you know, fantasized while we were painting the hieroglyphics in the walls.
And then it was complete. I mean, I think then we all agreed, you know, that when we received that letter, you know, that was the dream to say, you guys did a good job, you know, from this guy who I think, you know, still to this day, we all feel it's just a perfect movie.
You can see a trailer for Raiders of the Lost Ark, the adaptation, at studio360.org. Michael May produced our piece.